tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh no, I ain't never trapped at the bando.
Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous after show of Bring It. I am so happy to be back and rejoined with you guys. I feel like we're back as a family and we have a new host with us.
Yeah.
And
even I'm so happy to meet English. Yes. We're just meeting for the first time tonight.
Yeah, so we're like trying to catch up in between, like getting ready, like doing our makeup. Like, hey, so where do you live? How long did it take for you to get here?
Where'd you park? What town are you from?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I am your host, English Cleveland. I am so happy to be joined back with you guys. Like I said, get ready for a fun-filled night here with us for the next hour. I am joined by my lovely co-host,
Tamara Brown. You can find me on Twitter at Brown Tamara or on Instagram at Tamara _blue. Plug right away. Right?
Yeah, right away. Got to get it out there, right? Let them know who you are, you know. So anyways, let's get into this episode. The ladies are in competition. It's called Fire on the Floor in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, which I am familiar with that because my boyfriend lives in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What part?
He lives in right outside of Jackson.
Oh, cool.
So it's not far from, like, that's the capital. So it's like everything's not far from there.
Yeah.
But that was my main interest of why I love doing this show, because I go there a lot.
Uh-huh.
And he comes here a lot. So I'm like familiar. And then I've driven by the Dollhouse, which a lot of our fans already know. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So I've been by there, a few times. So
do you think the, hip hop, like, Miss D calls it the hip hop majorette style. Mm-hmm. Are those competitions mainly around the South?
Yes.
Or because last episode, the Divas of Compton, like, do they do those competitions around here too?
Well, Southern California? I mean, as you saw last episode, the Divas of Compton had more of an aggressive, more like crumping style, what they call.
Mm-hmm.
And majorette dancing did originate in the South. A lot of like the Southern universities, like in Grambling, which is in Louisiana, right outside of New Orleans, and then in Mississippi and Alabama and all those places, they do majorette style dancing, which actually my grandma was a majorette back in her day. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's nice. That's why I really enjoy doing this.
You should bring in some pictures.
I know. I need to ask her, actually.
I want to know what the costumes looked like then.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty interesting. But she loved it. And the great thing about it is it brings so many cultures together, and it's so alive, and it's like the music, like
totally.
You can feel it, and it's real music. It's not like you're hearing like a percussion that's over the radio or something that's been edited. You're hearing like a live band.
Right.
And so it's all these people on the field and these girls dancing and batons and all of this. So it brings like all these football games and people together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's really cool. So we see this week the women are competing against Divine Dolls, the Royals, and then the Elite Stars of Nashville. Right. So every week we always have a tough team that their coach always brings the drama.
Did you feel bad for Tyrus and the Elite, what are they?
Nashville?
The Nashville
Elite
team.
Elite Stars
of Nashville.
Did I feel bad for them? No. I don't have to feel bad for any team.
No.
No. It's a game. It's just like any other sport.
You
go out there and you have to bring it.
Yeah. It seemed like they talked such a heavy game and then they were disqualified just like right away.
Right.
It was very anticlimactic.
Yeah. It's funny because if you've seen a lot of the previous episodes and the other seasons, you get a chance to see it's always the ones that have the biggest mouth.
Uh-huh.
They don't know how to back it up.
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny.
Is that an analogy for real life? I think so. A lot of times. So you can learn lessons from Bring It.
Yeah, you definitely can. So this week the ladies are having a creative dance solo, which is the stand battle. The Divine Dawes wanted to let us know before, ahead of time, that they are 15-3. So they have no issues of winning. Mm-hmm. And their low number is their loss. Mm-hmm. So they're doing pretty good. This week, Miss D decided for the girls to do an audition for the solo, which was a little confusing at that part. I don't know if it was confusing for you or if it was confusing for you guys out there. But to me, it was super confusing because she decided to already prearrange who she wanted to pick for the solo.
Mm-hmm.
So she picked Star, which was crazy,
uh-huh.
Christiana, and Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all competing for the solo. So we see the ladies go up and they're competing for this solo and we get to see Star dancing, mm-hmm. which, ooh, what did you think?
She looked tired. She looked like she had had a rough day. Like, mm-hmm. she does not, if she wants to be there, she does not look like she wants to be there. I said that last episode, too, when
yeah.
she had the meeting with, when both the twins had the meeting with Diana. Like,
yeah.
they don't want to. They don't care.
Yeah, I don't think they care either. I think in their mind that they're riding off of their sister's back.
Mm-hmm.
And Sanjay, you know, was great and she had to earn her keep to get to where she was.
Mm-hmm.
And like Miss D said to her mom and said to them last week, I just think that they don't want it. It's like a hobby or something mm-hmm. like fun for them to do. And now that they have fame and stuff on the show, it seems like, oh my gosh, like maybe I should be doing this. But it comes off in their dance as very lackluster.
Yeah. And one of our comments that we got on YouTube, I can look it up, but they mentioned that, that family had been, Sanjay graduated, but mm-hmm. they had been all summer, because in the episode they mentioned that they were gone all summer doing other things, but one of our commenters on YouTube said that they were on a tour.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they do, you
yeah.
know, outside of the show.
So I follow them on Instagram, so I kind of get a little bit of, like, just what they're doing, mm-hmm. their whereabouts, and I did notice that they were on tour. So they did a tour. Did you watch last season?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you remember Tamia?
Mm-hmm.
She, her, Sanjay, and then the twins were all on a 4-person tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they were just touring and doing, like I guess they had a promoter that was just promoting them. And they were doing stuff outside of being called the Dolls, just as dancers.
Uh-huh.
And you would think that because they've competed and has all this practice and all this competition that they would put something into it, but it's still coming off as they're not interested.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And I honestly wonder if it's one of those, like, I hate to say this, but like reality show production things where like they love the mom so much.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on her name for some reason. Serena.
Selena. Yeah.
They love Selena so much that they're like, we want to keep you guys on, but
right.
the girls don't really want to.
Yeah. Yeah, it does come off as that. So we get to see Christiana dance, which she's a vet. She's mm-hmm. fantastic.
Love Christiana.
She's gotten even better, which is crazy to even uh-huh. say. She goes all out
the
all the time.
Silent killer.
Yes, the silent killer. And then we get to see
Faith. I love Faith.
Yeah, I love Faith too.
Yeah,
I think she reminds me of Sanjay to a certain degree.
Yeah,
because she's more of a softer dancer,
uh-huh.
and her movements are very wide and
yeah.
like grand. But I think Miss D is obsessed with that whole hard style
for
of
sure.
dance, and so I don't think it disqualifies her as a great dancer.
No, not at all.
I think Miss D just feels like you know what, like, I want you to go more. Like, I want to see if you even have that in you.
Yeah, because she's been trained in, like, modern and ballet and all right. of these things. So she's very technical. And Miss D keeps saying she's cute. She's yeah. a cute dancer.
Yeah.
And I loved, like, I think my favorite quote of the episode, Brittany said, she's not sure how to embrace the ugly thug yet.
Yeah.
I loved that.
It is funny.
And, she, so, like, yeah, she needs to get more comfortable with the style of dance, but, like, she's my favorite to watch.
Yeah.
She's so expressive, and, yeah.
She's and she cute. Is cute. Mm-hmm. And I think what we have to not lose in this is that they aren't thugs. They're dancers. And that when they're getting, when they're out there on the floor, yes, they do have to put a game face on just like anybody else in any other sport, but it's a breath of fresh air to bring someone that does have a smile on their face and mm-hmm. that's not always serious and like, no, like in people's
But there
face.
Was this one part where, this was, once they were battling and, in that, I'm jumping ahead for just a second, but yeah. like they do, the girls do a roll off drop,
yeah.
roll off def drop, and Faith is the last one and yeah. she does this like crazy face that she's like,
and yeah.
Oh, I loved that. It yeah. looked so good.
It did look good.
She's just got like great faces.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She really does. So we see when after the girls do their, all three of them compete, we see Christiana has a little bit of issues with her knee.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where it got confusing for me was we never really got to hear who, like, won out of the three of them.
Yeah.
It was just, like, all of a sudden, it was like, Christiana, the silent killer, yeah. is going to be leading the solo. And then it's like, we already have her uniform and her costume picked out and her knee is hurting. So then that's where the producers kick in because they're trying to create a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, oh my gosh, Christiana's knee is hurt. What are we going to do? Who can we fill in the spot? We already have her costume fitted and ready for her. Which, you know, Christiana, we hope that if you're watching, we hope that your knee is feeling better and, you know, yeah. it's nothing like an injury out and, you know, that's preventing you from being who you can be.
Mm-hmm.
So Dana, she is a firecracker.
Yeah.
I
wanted to wear tonight, when she was showing the moms, like, the blazer and the pearl
the
that
blazer.
She wanted to
throw. Yeah, yeah.
And she pulls out these, like, giant, like, Wilma Flintstone pearls.
Yes.
I was like, do I have anything like that that I can
yeah.
show some Dana tonight? But
no,
I didn't even wear a necklace.
No,
I didn't
Dana.
Find any bling.
It's okay. So Dana lets us know that she was actually the first doll, which is a fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
She was Miss D's neighbor.
Yeah.
And
it would be great if they could show some, like, find at least a picture, if not footage, of
yeah.
of Dana.
Yeah, that would
her
be really
funny. Doll days.
Yeah, and see if Miss D still had it back then. If
yeah.
If she was a great coach like she is today. So what I was able to grasp and acknowledge during this episode, with it being a lot of new girls, it is a little bit uncomfortable for me as a fan and a viewer to watch that's obsessed with the show. The new girls.
Uh-huh.
I'm so used to having the girls that are like my babies. Like
yeah.
I feel like I've been with them for like 2 years. And now it's like new girls and new faces and they don't get it. So I'm like screaming at the TV and like yelling. How do you feel?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I said this last time, like the new girls just look like they look like babies.
Yeah.
Like they look so young.
Yeah.
But yeah, they take some getting used to. But also like we haven't, besides Faith, we haven't really met any of the new girls yet.
Right.
So we haven't really been given a chance to like them and get to know them and pick out a favorite and stuff like that.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you're right.
So they still are kind of strangers right now.
So the concept of this week, Miss D said that she wanted Christiana because she does have the title Silent Killer. Her idea is that Christiana killed off all of the teams that they ever battled against. And she breaks out of jail. And that's basically the concept mm-hmm. of jail. And she's a silent killer. But since her knee, she's not able to do it. And so Miss D decides to pull her out, which was heartbreaking. But then she replaces her with Micaiah. So why didn't, which I know Dana had this same question, why did she have the other two girls compete for the spot if she already had in her mind who was going to be the person, the solo dancer.
Yeah, I think it was like you said, like the show just needed, the production wanted to add one more like little inside competition before the big one. And mm-hmm. Also, they probably just wanted to show Faith's style a little bit more.
Right.
And then
Star
also too, probably like leading up to something that's going to happen in another episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to kind of get a taste of that. But Micaiah really does have a similar style to Christiana.
Like, and she's a veteran.
Yeah.
So it's easier just to throw someone in there. You know, I was wondering, why didn't they pick Cameron?
Mm-hmm.
With her being the captain, usually if there's always a solo, Miss D would always give it to Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so normal. Like, everyone would expect for Kayla to do it. Now it's like all these other girls are able to audition mm-hmm. for this role, but then she's still picking people who she already knows in her head, or we know, are going to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's just getting us a little bit excited and thinking and hoping and then letting us down a little bit. So we get to the competition. Finally, Micaiah, you know, she's learned all of this in one night.
Mm-hmm.
She's decided, you know what? I want to do this. I can do this. Let me do it. She's not nervous. She's not anything. We get to the competition, which we have every single competition, the banter in the hallway between the coaches. Uh-huh.
But what's his name?
Tyrus
is so funny.
Yeah.
He's just, he's really entertaining when he's on the show.
Yeah.
And what did she say? Like, I see you wore your leggings or something like that. And
right. You found some leggings that fit in your size.
Yeah. I wish Dana could have seen his makeup. It was really looking good.
Yeah. It was looking good.
Yeah.
She probably would have liked it.
Yeah.
He had on a blazer and everything.
Yeah, he did.
The only thing I have a problem with is before, I guess, in the beginning, because I've followed it since episode one, season one, I felt like before it didn't seem so contrived, and like when they would bump in the hallway, it would just be like, oh, okay, you know, they're having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, oh, I've stumbled upon you
in
the hallway, and now you you have here. It's like they give you 10 seconds to put on a show and like give us your best shot. So it's like he's kicking in the air and like karate chopping and robo dancing and like all this stuff, and it's just like, are these people auditioning for their own show? Because we got a chance to see Tracy got her own show piggybacked off of Bring It.
Yeah.
And the Miami Superstars.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess all these coaches are like, hey, you know, it's my fame. It's my turn.
I mean,
to shine.
Wouldn't you? Would you do it?
I
would for sure.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
You would bring it all hallway. What would you do?
Well, that's a good question because I'm not like, I'm not loud and, you know, I'm not like a firecracker, so I don't know what I would do, but I'd pull out something crazy. So that
would you?
Spin off some way to do that.
You would just like, I probably would break out into like a routine or rehearsed dance mm-hmm. routine and just be like, you know what? If this is my time to shine, if they like this dance, there's more where this came from.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that. I just think it's silly. But anyways, it's
funny. Are you a dancer?
I'm not a dancer. Are you?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I say that, like, hesitate when I say that because I, like, danced forever. And I have a comedy dance team, but I'm not, like, dancer. Like,
what is comedy dancing?
We're like super happy and silly. We do like live shows in LA and we dance to TV theme songs.
Oh, cool.
And we like jokingly take ourselves very seriously, but like it's very like campy and over the top.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So what would you say your background is in? Like what style could you say?
Mostly ballet is what I did as a kid, but like, We do everything. We'll do modern. We'll do hip hop. We'll do kind of, our favorite thing is to do the opposite of what the music. So like if we're dancing to maybe a hip hop song, we'll do like a ballroom thing or something like we don't want to make it obvious.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a cool idea. So where do you do this dancing at?
Upright Citizens, our group's called Liquid Feet. We have shows at Upright Citizens Brigade in LA. And we were on a show called Dance Battle America,
mm-hmm.
and that's how I got hooked up with AfterBuzz. And Yeah.
So awesome.
We're around.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I mean, people can find you now. Mm-hmm. You know, that's awesome. So if you guys are in LA, you guys should hit her up and let her know and see if they have any shows
come
performing.
See some crazy dancing.
Do you have
dancing.
Any crazy dancing coming up soon?
Yes. We are going to be on... we are going to be on a show on TBS, but I don't know the name of it yet.
Okay.
With Rashida Jones. We're going to be dancing with Rashida Jones.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's going to be super, and we're going to dance.
It's going to be a comedy, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be, I don't know a lot about it yet, but it's going to be fun to be dancing with Rashida Jones. And they told us that, like, she watched our videos and she was like, oh yeah, I'll dance with those guys. But the bit is that she was told that they got her these amazing backup dancers, and then it turns out that it's us, and she's like, oh.
You know. Okay. So. That's funny. That's really funny. So you guys stay tuned. You never know. Okay, so let's get back into the episode. So we get to see the Divine Dolls mm-hmm. dance first, and they were so beautiful dancing.
Yeah.
They have a jazz lyrical background, which we don't get the chance to see as much on this show. Mm-hmm. So it's almost refreshing to see it. And it almost, sometimes you feel like they're better.
Yeah.
A little bit, because you feel like they're more trained.
Yeah, dancers. And it's also, I guess, like a type of dance that you see more often on TV or
like
wherever.
Like Dancing with the Stars,
yeah,
or something
so
like that.
Yeah, so I guess that makes it seem like it's somehow like a more difficult type of dance or something like that. But, like, it's no, you know, it's no better or anything like that.
Right,
but, like,
right.
You know, they show, I loved how both throughout the competition, every time they showed the judges, were just like, just the most hateful
yeah,
like, faces.
They really did.
They really played up the, like, how difficult these judges were.
Right. And then the Nashville team, they had a ninja style dance, mm-hmm. which they did a great job too.
Yeah.
I can honestly say every single team this week actually did a great job. Mm-hmm. You know, some weeks you'll see on TV and you'll be like, whoa, what made them think that they should have spent money to come and compete this week? These teams actually were very trained and professional dancers.
Yeah.
The Dolls decided to do their SWAT prisoner, tick, tick, boom.
That was
situation.
Great. I love that.
It was so cute.
And Miss D said that she was considering doing like a ninja thing too, and she was glad she didn't.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, the SWAT, costumes and just everything about it. It was a great dance.
And Micaiah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She did such a great job.
She came out guns blazing, no fear, like in the judges' faces. Like, and I mean, this was, like you said, these are some tough judges because of them just, they seemed older.
Mm-hmm.
And they seemed like they were dancers, which it was a different experience. We never really get a chance to hear what the judges, like, their critique and say, you know, you guys did this, or they were messing up, or the mm-hmm. formations are wrong. This season, I'm noticing that they're allowing us to get judges' feedback.
Yeah.
And their feedback is like they're dancers.
Yeah.
Or retired dancers.
And I don't know if it's just because they're saying that now, mm-hmm. but I'm also noticing, like, this episode especially, because when Miss D kept saying, like, new girls are messing up, they're missing their formations, but, like, I would see somebody, like, really mess up bad,
yes.
where I'd never noticed that before.
Me neither. It was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was, like, I cringed because you could totally see the ladies out of line, which one of the judges said that they weren't, their lines weren't matching, and, like, some of their hair flips and some of their tricks and, like, back bends and stuff like that were completely off.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But, yeah, the judges basically backed her up and said exactly what she was trying to tell them in practice. But then we also have to remember, these girls practice this in 1 week and then go and perform it.
Yeah. So that's hard.
It's hard.
That's hard for a great dancer to do.
Yeah. I can't even memorize a two-step. Like, if I always say this, and everyone, like, Tony, a host that we have, and he comes on, he's
a lot of the viewers miss Tony, by
yes,
the way.
He's a great dancer.
Yeah.
And so he's always, like, trying to throw us, like, each season, like, hey, you know what? everyone needs to upload their best dance video. Everyone needs to dance. And I'm like, no, like, he's done it. I'm the only one that hasn't done it because I can't memorize the dance. Yeah. And I don't know how to freestyle either. I mean, I like dancing, like, if I go out and I'm just like, hey, I like line dancing and stuff that is just like repeated steps.
Yeah.
But I can't do a whole 5-minute dance.
Yeah.
I don't know. So big props to these girls because they're doing it.
Yeah. Do you follow people? I mean, besides the girls in the cast, do you follow people on Instagram that just randomly put up dance videos?
No, but I watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like following people who put up the dance videos.
Who do you follow that? Like, who would you say is your favorite dancer?
Oh my God, I can't think of her name right now. Give me a second. I'll have to look her up.
Okay.
She,
and you guys out there, let us know.
She's she's like 12. So I'm always just like, I hate that I follow 12-year-olds on Instagram, but also like these dance videos are really cool. So.
Yeah. You guys out there also let us know who your favorite dancers are. And as well, log on to iTunes, rate us, give us 5 stars. Let us know how much you love our show, how much you love AfterBuzz. It's a new year. It's probably a new you. It's a new season. So we're so glad to be back. So let us know what you think. Also, upload any videos of you guys dancing. If you're your favorite dancer, you know, send us your videos and maybe you never know. Maybe we can send them to Miss D. You never know. She may see them. Mm-hmm. If she comes to your city, she may be able to meet you.
Yep.
So
whether it's you or even if you have like a squad or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Let
us know what you're working with. Bring it. So the Divine Dolls, we get a chance to see they advance and beat out the Nashville team, which was crazy to even comprehend because the Nashville team, like we saw Tyrus, he came like a little tyrant. Mm-hmm. And he was ready to, you know, set it off, but they didn't go through, which was a little bit weird because the shots that they showed us of the Nashville team competing against the Divine Dolls, I felt like the Nashville team did better.
Should have won. And that wasn't, I think that was legit. Like, the moms, Miss D, they were all like, oh, they clearly won.
Yeah.
And then when they didn't win, they were all like, what?
Yeah.
So that was true, watching it.
Right.
I thought the same thing.
Right. Yeah, it was really interesting to see that. So we get a chance to see the Dolls dance, and like we mentioned before, the Dolls messed up a lot. Like, I completely wrote, Dolls messed up a lot. Like, exclamation, which was shocking to see. Like, we both said, it was just, like, embarrassing. And I could see why Miss D, when she got into the locker room, she let them have it.
She laid into them.
Yeah.
That was scary for me to watch. Yeah. I wouldn't have wanted to be on the end of that. But even just watching, I was like, God.
Yeah. And so now
she's
like
a tough cookie.
Totally. Now it's as a new person, you basically have to earn your keep. Mm-hmm. Because imagine there's tons of girls out there that want to take your spot. And if you are messing up and you're new, you should know the weight and the level and the caliber of dance that you need to bring to the team. Like, you can't mess up. You can't, even if you have to stay up all night and do it in your bedroom for 3 or 4 hours, you better do it.
Because it was noticeable. Do you think it has to do with, like, maybe Cameron isn't as hard on the girls as the captain? Like, maybe she doesn't, like, take extra steps to help weaker new members or something like that.
I think,
who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. It may be because Cameron is not as an aggressive dancer as Kayla or as some of the other girls, even as Christiana, you know. And
but then again, Kayla's still there, so
Kayla's still there. Yeah, and she's an assistant coach. Yeah. So I think now the girls don't have any excuse to not bring it because they have the best person that was great as a captain. And then they have Cameron, who was co-captain, and then Christiana, who is now co-captain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they need to whip them into shape. They should do like a boot camp or something.
They should do a boot camp.
Yeah.
They should do across the country boot camp so that I could go to it.
Right. And yeah. That would be really cool. So we get a chance to see the Dolls compete, like I said, and the Dolls win by literally the skin of their teeth. Mm-hmm. Cameron, I have to say, like I said earlier, she has stepped it up a lot. She has danced, like, I've never seen her dance any better than what she, how she's dancing.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, this episode didn't really show her specifically, like, last episode, I mentioned, like, a couple times, in our AfterBuzz that she did this crazy move, like, pirouette into back attitude, lifts up her leg, and then death drops down, and it was like, oh, did she do that?
Yeah.
And, like, Bring It's Twitter account even, like, made a gif of it and sent that out, and it was crazy.
Can you do that?
Hell no. Hell no. Don't think I don't try.
Right.
I certainly, like, work on it. Still working on the death drop, by the way. Still working on it. This time I, like, watched some tutorials, some YouTube tutorials, but there aren't, I don't think there's, like, a way to teach it. I think you just have to go for it and, like, just.
And I'm sure the older you get, the more paranoid you get.
Yeah.
Because when you're young, your body's so flexible. And
what are you trying to say, English?
No, but I'm just saying, like, you don't care about falling and, like, you're just like, oh, like, when you're a kid, you don't really have fear.
Well, that's
but
the thing.
But when you get older, you're like, my bones, my knees. Like,
well,
what
am I? I'm like, when I've thought, like, I haven't fully tried it, but I'm like, how do you not, like, hurt your, because all of your body weight, is it just like super arm strength? I don't know if anybody out there knows this, but like, is it just arm strength that's holding, like, because how do you not kill your wrists you go back?
That's what I'm saying. Like, as an adult, you start thinking, like, well, what about my wrists or what about my ankles or what? But when you're a kid, you don't think, you're like, wrists? What wrists? I don't care about these silly wrists.
But anyway, this episode, what we were saying about Cameron, like, you didn't really see her. I would love to see more, crazy gif-able moments by Cameron.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
she's amazing.
She is amazing. And, you know, I think that with her now being the captain, she's going to be able to wear that great on her back and carry this team. And with the team getting better, I think she gets better in time. And she's young, too.
Mm-hmm.
We always forget how young these girls are. So sometimes it's like we talk about them like they're like Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and they're not.
They've got a shelf life.
Yeah.
Maybe they will be. You don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
From one
Miss
reality.
Miss D wanted to be.
Yeah?
Yeah. Remember she said she tried out for, she wanted to be a cheerleader or something for Jackson State or something, and she never got through.
Mm.
Yeah. So, we get to see the dolls win. So the dolls win all around, which was so nerve wracking the way that they held on to, you know, that moment.
Yeah.
But before that, we got a chance to see Dana again. And like we said before, a little bit of the storyline seems a little bit contrived. Dana is like trying to school these women on
grown adult women
who have been on this show, who all wear makeup
and who look great,
who look fine.
Yeah,
exactly. So why all of a sudden
she's,
you
like,
feel
they
like
need to come up to my level? And I also loved how Mimi's like, go back to your lane.
Yeah, go get in your lane. Like, what are you, like, I don't know. Maybe she just felt like some of the girls needed help, and so she didn't want to single them out and want all of, you know, just to say it to all of them. But I think every year they've gotten better with, you know, progressively with their looks and their makeup and stuff like that. So, and then it was like when they got to the competition, it was like a report card. Like, okay, you did a good job. All right, you did
maybe
a good job.
Maybe it's one of those things, like, maybe she's trying to get her, like, spinoff Dana's makeup and style network, you know?
That's true. Everyone's
she
trying
might
to
be
get
angling.
A spinoff, right?
She's angling for her own thing.
You never really know what people are up to behind their
ulterior motives, dude.
That's
true. Everybody's got one.
So, like we said, all the way around, the dolls got a chance to win, which I don't think that they should have won, both of them, but they did. I think that now they need to go back and learn and watch what exactly they did and learn from their mistakes. And hopefully, you know, next week we'll get a chance to see them better and not messing up in their formations and their lines and their whatever's, you know, all together. So that's it. You want to get into some predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I don't have too many. Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Mine's the same as kind of what I said last week, which is I don't... Star and Sky, like, I really don't know if they're going to hang on this season. Like,
yeah.
They just... they seem like they don't want to be there. They don't have the energy. I don't know. I don't know. They might get some demoted or kicked off or something like that.
I agree. I was going to say that too as well. Because we forget that the dolls, the dancing dolls, not anyone could just walk and be on their team.
Mm-hmm.
They have certain the battle dancers. They're the ones that are going and competing. But then we have a whole nother team behind them that do more of the, you know, what is it called when they have a whole big, where all the girls are dancing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stand battle?
Not the stand battle. Like, we have the stand battle girls, and then we have the girls that are just, you know, mm-hmm. in the background. So I don't understand how they even pass to get on the team.
Yeah.
There has to be better girls out there. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to be there. Yeah. And no shade or no, you know, hate to any of them. But we're watching it. And as a parent, I know when you're watching, you have to be real with yourself. You can't just want this just because you want to be on the on TV. Or you want it because...
Some moms.
Yeah.
And I could see Selena being one of those moms.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, she... You know, she's somebody that I could see them doing. You know, she's very pretty.
Yeah,
she's got model looks.
Yeah,
you
she
know.
Thinks she's Beyonce. Could be.
Yeah, like she might be in the works for something. So she's trying to. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. It's uncomfortable because when you're watching them, you're just like, where? Like, it's like you're wanting someone to scream, but they have no voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it feels like. Like when you're trying to scream, but you have no voice. It's like. Come on, just where's your feeling? It's like they look down when they're dancing.
Uh-huh.
They just do everything like all in one. They're not on any rhythm. They're not going hard. They're like soft, like it's just like fluid dancing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just very weird. It's very confusing.
It's like you're in that first competition with Star and Faith and Christiana. Like Star, when she danced, it was just kind of like it looked like she was just like,
yeah, like do I have to do this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe because they are twins, they piggyback on each other. So two of them collectively is a burst of energy, but
mm-hmm.
I still don't see it. Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, that our predictions are the same. But I do also predict this season, and I'll say this every single week, the dolls have to win Battle Royale.
Yeah.
I am predicting that they are going to win this year because it's so heartbreaking. Every season, they win, they win, they win. They're undefeated. They're this. They're great. They're fantastic. And then we get to the last
yeah.
thing that they're supposedly dancing for, and they lose.
Yeah.
So this year, I'm claiming that the dolls are going to win Battle Royale.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good bet.
So, yeah. So, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, it has been a wonderful, fabulous after show. I am so glad to be back. We will be back with you guys next Monday, same time, same place. I am your host, English Cleveland. You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
And I'm Tamara Brown, and you can find me on Twitter at Brown Tamara, and at me your dance clips. I
yeah.
would love to see them. I will start following you on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Brown, or Instagram at Tamara _Brown.
And that's it. See you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.